The following program is brought to you in living color.
Hello, this is Mark, and you're listening to a review of Highway to Heaven. I have on Kelly Mielke from the Dr. Quinn Cast podcast. How are you doing, Kelly?
Hello, how are you? I'm good. I did that backwards.
Oh, yeah!
Easy, baby.
It's going to be one of those nights, people. No, I'm joking. I do that all the time. Like, yeah. Where it's like, if I'm not paying, I don't know. There's a lot of habitual stuff that goes on in my life. Yeah. And it's like, mm-hmm. I'll just go, oh, fine, how you doing? And it's like,
yeah.
I didn't ask.
When someone's like, someone says like, hello, and you're like, good.
Good. Yeah, I'm listening. So we're talking about, basically, I had this whole idea in my head about this episode, but it's in the in crowd, which I think is just a funny name for this episode. It's the in crowd. It just, I don't know. Does anybody actually call it the in crowd, do you think?
Yes. Doesn't Denise call it the in crowd? Like, no. When she's plotting with them?
I mean, in real life.
To the party. Oh, and yeah.
Hey, man, are you in the in crowd? It's like,
I've heard it, but like only kind of sarcastically.
Yeah, like in movies.
Like, not like people just songs. Like actually are like, I'm in the in crowd or whatever.
Right, but right.
Like, I've heard people say it like sarcastically.
And this aired December 9th, 1987. And I'm going to play the theme song. And we're going to play it twice. Because I think
this is just that good.
It is so good. Now that I think about it, shouldn't I be playing the first season one? Wouldn't that make more sense to compare it to a new?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to do this really quickly. Doing it on the fly. I'm going to episode one. Any of them. I'll just choose like episode seven. And we're just going to. Here we go. Can you hear that, by the way?
I sure can.
All right. All right, that's fresh in your head, I hope.
It sure is.
It sure is. Jeez. And here we go. We're going to play. Oh, it's totally different.
It's kind of like a bell tone to it.
It's faster, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally new. Like, I think it was like a synthesizer before.
Mm-hmm.
That's extended, right?
Yeah.
And if you even hear the drums, like the guy's going crazy. I think it's the Tool drummer.
Okay, so it's not so like forceful with the trumpets, right?
Yeah.
It's just.
I just have it playing in the background. It's so nice. There's also a piano in there now. I don't think it was there before. What? This sounds a little bit more like Little House, I think.
Okay, so I was saying it kind of reminded me of the song that they play for Lauren Almanzo. Like, they're like, romance. Yeah.
I can hear it now. By the way, yeah. I froze the screen at the exact screenshot that you posted. How's that even possible? Sure did.
You sure did.
Easy, lady.
All right, we know now. We know. They updated it. Can you see the screen, by the way? Oh, yeah, of course you can, because I referenced it before. Duh! Let's get on it. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting. Now, I keep sending you the wrong episode, and it's not totally my fault.
They're misnumbered or whatever, right?
They're actually labeled wrong. They actually have the name of it in the file name, and they're all wrong. Sorry about that. I think I've done it like three times in a row.
That's your fault. I think, is there like a system though? Is it like always one off?
This time it was two off, so I don't know.
Oh, they must have like with a two-parter, because there are a lot of two-parters.
I'm too lazy to check.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Just too lazy. Check it before you send it next time.
we'll see. I don't know. Sounds like a lot of work.
I quit.
I quit. We get the kind of like, kind of wacky, crazy music in the very beginning. Like, what is this? it's like 1970, like late 70s something, like skaters. Like
a cop show or something.
Yeah, like on Chips, like they're chasing down some skateboarders, you know. There's a lot of cool cars in this episode.
Yeah, I do. I do like the cars, like the Firebird.
The IROC Z.
Yeah, it's like they are pretty cool cars.
Total like.
Actually, this reminds me of this episode of Bewitched that I was watching the other day. Because I've been watching more of that because the kid really likes it, you know? And I'm like, yeah, good show. We'll watch it.
Jules, what do you want to watch today? Bewitched? Yeah. She said Bewitched. Yeah. Sorta.
You know, she like when the theme song comes on, she'll like stop whatever she's doing.
That's
and
cute.
Then she'll like stare at it. Yeah. So she does like she really, really enjoys the theme song. And she gets like a cartoon with it. So it's like perfect, right?
See if you can get her to do the nose thing.
Yeah. But anyway, so there's this episode where Samantha is like raising money for UNICEF.
Oh, UNICEF so used to be a big deal, right?
Yeah, so she's on this like committee with these other like housewives, and she shows up to some meeting, and then the housewives are all like 50 or what? Yeah, I mean, I say they're like it's old, but you know what I mean. They're like these like middle aged.
How dare you? I quit.
No, but I mean, like, they're all like these like middle aged, somewhat dowdy looking like housewives.
I know plenty of them.
Like, drive off like together and they all have these like really cool 60s cars and I'm like it's just so funny that like they're so like just like the kind of like
they like badass like, cars
not that but you know it's sort of like that stereotype of the really like matronly
like Tupperware party
and then they're like driving these really cool cars but I'm like well I mean it's just like cars back then I guess you know like they were like not I guess super special like you know when they were being made back then it was just like a car that was being made
and well that's the thing is like one of the coolest muscle cars of the 70s like the Pontiac GTO was sold as a family car you know so I mean it's like burr, 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 burr.
Yeah
that was a cool time But yeah, they do
It's a good time to be a family man.
It's a day where your kid can light your cigarette and there's no seatbelts.
Yeah. What do you mean car seats? Put them out of the front.
Crank the AM radio, listen to Imus.
Yeah.
Car seats. All right, so here we go. Mark is complaining about his tie. Nobody ever taught. Mark had to tie a tie.
Well, or the proper length for one. Look
at it, it's so funny.
I mean, it's like 6 inches too short. It's crazy.
Like, all right, I can't remember the last time I tie a tie, but this is about what it looks like when I first tie it. But then you make the quick adjustment.
Yeah, and then it looked really weird. Funny. Why are his legs shaped like that?
Which one?
It's like where you're like. Well,
I wonder. Oh no, we're not gonna see heels on Mark, right? I mean, Jonathan.
By the way, I was going to mention, not to sound morbid or whatever, but so this was 87, so like less than 2 years later, Victor French would be dead.
Oh yeah,
and then less than 4 years later, Michael Landon would be dead. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of crazy that, like, when you watch these episodes, that it's like they're actually, like, really close to.
Yeah, they're dying, both dying. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of like, whoa.
Now, they look about the same height, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think, well, Michael Lannon's a little shorter. I mean, you can see, like, his shoulders are lower and, you know.
But Victor French. I think
if you, like, had, like, a ruler, you know, to go from, like, the top of Victor's head to the top of Michael's head, you'd see that he's a little bit shorter.
Well, according to the Book of Knowledge, Google, which doesn't like to let us know that David Rose is Jewish, but it does say that Victor French was 6'1" and Michael Lannon was 5'9". So, I mean, it's four inches. 4 inches.
So you're thinking maybe he was wearing some lifts or some heels or something.
Or maybe he told Victor to, like, crouch a little.
Yeah, like, slouch, like, round your shoulders.
Or maybe, like, he actually, I don't know, digitally de-hanced him, unenhanced.
They are, like, totally matching, though. They're, like, what do you call it? Like, they're blazers or whatever.
Yeah. Let's see if as it gets closer.
They're kind of twins.
There's not that much. I mean, 6'1", 5'9", come on.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, their shoulders are a tremendous difference, actually.
Maybe Michael Lannon just has a tall head. Or it's like all the hair or something, maybe. Oh,
yeah. So they're coming in. I have this whole idea that, have you ever seen 21 Jump Street?
I have not.
All right. So, you know, the premise, though, right? Narcs. Like, mm-hmm. And I was just thinking how funny it would be if, and I can almost see Michael Landon trying to pitch this, where he goes in as a high school student and he's like, with a skateboard.
He's like, I can pull it off, right? I look totally young for my age.
He's like, you freshman. Like, yeah,
he's like,
just picture him with, like, a pair of Vans or something like that and a backwards hat and a skateboard. Well,
I actually could see that being, like, a parody, you know, because, like, well, I think on, like, SNL back in the day, like, when SNL was funnier than it is now, they had a parody, because, like, Pete and I talked about it a couple days ago, where, like, a baby being born on television and it comes out and it's like a 30-year-old man. So there's like this like parody of how it's like, you know, an aged person that comes out. But like there could be like a similar parody. And I mean maybe one exists, you know, where it's people who are like in high school but they're played by like 30-year-olds.
It's called 21 Jump Street.
Yeah. All right. No, but then like, you know, something like making fun of that, which could and something like that, I think Michael Landon. Like, if Michael Landon were ever on SNL or something, they could have had that be, like, a parody where he, like, plays a high school student.
I just would love to see it, though. Oh, all right, wait. So Ray Russo, his name is right in front of us. He's one of the main characters. Ray Russo is, like, such an Italian name. Like, Ray Russo, you know? It's like, he's the kind of guy who goes, send down to San Gennaro's and get, you know, sausage peppers.
I'll give you some drugs too.
I probably know a guy named Ray Russo. Russo.
Yeah, like some cocaine.
A little cocaine. Oh, you come there, you get a little cup of coal, a little cocaine.
Put a little cocaine on your peppers. That'll pick you up.
That'll pick you up. That's so funny. You have a little sangria. All right, so they're going in, and Mark is not used to being dressed in anything but, like, really jeans and t-shirts, which is pretty much my uniform.
Or, like, does he wear flannel shirts or something like that, yeah.
And, you know what, Jonathan is always wearing denim, like, you know, like, denim, like, button-ups and stuff.
So well, strange. It's either, like, a denim button-up shirt, or he has, like, that leather jacket.
You know,
like, his two options.
Yeah, Michael Landon wore a leather jacket quite a bit, and I think it's one of the nice correlations of him and the original Charles Ingalls.
Oh, right. I knew that's where you're going with that.
You stop falling on yourself, you look fine.
Well, I don't feel fine. Some people were not meant to wear ties.
You're a police officer talking to a high school kid. You should look respectable.
It's so funny. Look at the distance here. It just needs to, like, be adjusted. It's so funny.
So their heights look pretty different right there.
Yeah. So this looks accurate. I mean, yeah. Maybe he just didn't wear lifts after a while. Because this does look like somebody who's 5'9 standing up, standing next to somebody who's 6'1.
He's like, I'm getting too old for that shit.
Right. It's kind of like, I'm going to burn the lifts one night. You know, he threw them all in the fireplace.
I think in that movie by Michael Annan Jr. we just talked about, wasn't there like that scene? I don't think we talked about it in a review, but where he's burning his lifts.
He's like sitting there. He's sitting there with like 6 bottles of wine. He's like, it's going to be a while. Pull up a chair. Been here for 4 hours already. Jeez. You got to put another shovel full in. The problem is he was addicted to buying shoes.
Yeah.
All of his shoes needed lifts.
Maybe if you could find a tie in a different color, something a little more subdued.
I don't mind the color of the tie, but yeah, it's the
looks atrocious.
Yeah. Everybody had this JanSport backpack when I was a kid. I don't know.
I remember the JanSport backpacks.
Yeah, it was pretty ubiquitous, right? It's
I like this color.
I'm afraid of that.
Joseph. I just wish his name was Clint or something. It would be great. Yeah, or Dr. C. Funny. It should just be Dr. C. Eastwood, I think. That would be.
C. Oh, that would be really funny.
I'm sorry it's come to this. Police on campus.
Woodbury student died of a drug overdose, Mr. Eastwood.
Rhonda Blake's death has been the most painful experience of my 11 years at Woodbury. However, it has been my contention all along that Rhonda's death was an aberration. She never really fit in here.
Who says this about a student, right? It's
We're like, oh, well, so she died, but she didn't really fit in, so that's okay.
The biggest issue I had with her is she couldn't really hold her alcohol.
Yeah. I asked her on a date, and she said no.
She was real prude for a 16-year-old.
She didn't get the cocaine that killed her from the tooth fairy, you know? No, you can't be certain that it was anyone from Woodbury.
That's why Officer Kelly's here.
Hmm. I don't suppose you know how long you'll be staying here.
As long as it takes.
Well, I guess you'll want to meet the faculty.
So they go and meet the faculty, and the faculty's like, we don't need this. We want our students to figure you out.
Yeah, the one lady who's super against it, you could totally almost see this going to be like she's the one who's selling drugs or something like
that. Right. I really agree with you. Or at least she would be like the mother of the kid who's selling.
Right.
Her earrings are very strange. I'm going
to
play.
There's Smith and Gordon. They're police drug counselors. They'll be talking to the students on a group and individual basis about the dangers of drug abuse.
Mark's like, we are?
That's pretty much him, like, every episode, though, the job. He's like, I don't know anything about this. What? I have no job experience.
The best thing would be if that was a clip-on tie.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. It actually is just, like, way too short.
Yeah. You're like a kid's tie.
Are they going to be just counseling, or are they...
The earrings aren't that bad or anything like that, but they're kind of, like, distracting. This guy thinks so, anyway. He's like, what is with her earrings?
You're going to be making arrests.
That all depends what we find out.
Well, the students at Woodbury aren't stupid. You have to earn their trust to be effective.
Oh, with help from you and the other teachers, I hope we can.
The school board is behind Officers Smith and Gordon 100%, Miss Swan.
Well, I have no intention of using my classroom as a lineup for the sake of a jittery school board.
I kind of agree with her, but she's too defensive.
Right, so it almost seems like either she would be selling drugs, or, like, the mother of the one who is, or maybe she's buying drugs from the kid or something. Like, it's almost like you would expect her to just be involved at some level, because she's so crazy.
You can almost see Jonathan saying something like, well, maybe you'd like to have a little sit-down with us.
Yeah. What is with his hair, by the way? Did you see that? On the one side, it's super flat. And on the other side, it's like poofy.
Maybe it's his ear.
He's having a weird ear day.
Ear day. All right, so we're talking about a party's coming up, and there's going to be quote-unquote refreshments.
That's an interesting invitation.
It's from Ray. His parties are outrageous.
I can believe it.
Hey, why don't you go with me? All the in crowd will be there.
Sure. It's Ray's 40th birthday.
I actually called the in crowd. All of the in crowd will be there. Yeah.
It is weird.
Sure, why not? I could use a break. Do we need to bring anything?
No, Ray takes care of all the entertainment. And the refreshments.
What kind of refreshments?
Well, you name it, or Ray can score it.
Okay, so here's a thing that I think is unrealistic. I mean, is Ray really rich or something? Because you mean to tell me that he just provides all the drugs for free?
Yeah, I mean, is it possible he has these parties to get people hooked on drugs and then sells them?
And then starts selling? Okay, maybe. Like, gives them, like, a first experience and they want more and then they keep selling.
I think that's a story that they could have sold in this. Kind of like, look, he has these parties every couple months and he gets people hooked on drugs and then they're, you know, they're robbing their grandmothers.
Yeah.
He couldn't tell Rhonda. Look, we better be quiet. I hear there are narcs everywhere.
We better be quiet. They take this microphone away from my mouth. It's like I'm basically yelling it.
You're busted.
I like cop. Really hate the way she says that.
You're busted.
I hate it.
Easy, lady.
Maybe because it's true. They really are. We visit the class, like. This is
the classroom of 30-year-olds.
Right.
The classroom of people who are going back like second career.
this looks like night school or something.
Yeah.
Is this adult driver's ed?
Yeah.
Introduce you to Officer Smith and Gordon, police department.
His name should have been Wesson.
Mr. Smith, what causes a mushy feeling behind the brakes?
I have a question.
They're here to talk to you about drugs, on campus and off.
We're going to be setting up an office at the end of the hall. If any of you would like to talk to us privately about a drug problem or about someone you know who has a drug problem, our doors will be open.
I ain't got a problem. You're the one who sounds like you got the problem.
Yeah, what do you got against drugs?
You're racist against drugs. Look at this guy. He's the Flock of Seagulls haircut. I guarantee this guy's over 20. This guy too, Elon Musk guy.
I think they all are.
Yeah.
I don't like snitches.
Now, admit it. You
snitches
had this.
Get stitches.
Snitches get. You had this jacket, yes? I'm just kidding.
What jacket?
The acid wash jacket? No.
I feel like maybe when I was really little, that was kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Not
when you're in high school, probably.
Right, yeah. But then, like, they started. I feel like I see people wear jean jackets again, but it was, like, not a thing for a long time.
Yeah, like, this jacket's probably, like, $400 now.
Yeah.
Because it's so 80s. Actually, it's more, I guess 80s. Less. Mm-hmm. You didn't see much of that in the 90s.
Drugs are a disease, not a schoolyard game.
I think what Miles meant was that history's heroes don't name names.
History's heroes don't deal drugs either.
You haven't read a lot of history, have you? Because I feel like a lot of people.
Didn't George Washington grow weed?
I think that. Well, okay. So, for example. Just for instance.
For instance.
I mean, like, cocaine used... I mean, not cocaine. Coke used to have cocaine in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people just, like, did drugs more. And, like, doctors, like, prescribed, like, you know, things that would now be questionable. So, anyway, I think that there was a lot of drug use. It was just not exactly illegal yet. And then it became illegal. And then, you know.
Yeah, but it was, like, just normal. So it was, like, tonics and potions.
Right, yeah. But to, like, act like they weren't, like, taking and distributing substances is extremely naive.
Mm-hmm. He's an angel. How dare you? You can't say that to him.
Yeah.
So Mark's like, this sucks. Keep off grass. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I kind of remember posters like this being in my high school, like the tobacco anti-tobacco ads where it's like some old lady.
Yeah, I remember those too.
Like, isn't smoking beautiful? Like, that's not nice. This woman could be a lovely woman.
She probably never smoked a day in her life. She's just 100. Give her a break.
She's just 100, exactly.
She just ran out of crepe race.
Crepe race. That's my favorite thing, my correction. I'm like, you sure? The picture's pretty clear.
Yeah.
It's definitely not. It's definitely not Jane Seymour.
Oh, Connie Bott.
Yeah, to anybody who wants to get in on what I'm talking about, you should join the Dr. Quinn Cast podcast group on Facebook. Definitely a lot of funny stuff going on there. And there's a crepe race meme that I think is very funny. And some people don't think it's funny at all.
Well, like, when people take memes seriously, that's always, you know.
Yeah, I mean, even Julie Bixby came in and said, like, I think it's a joke.
Yeah, I know. Like, she stuck up for it. And I was like, okay, even Julie Bixby.
Yeah.
Is real. I mean, she didn't say that she thought it was funny, but she did at least recognize that it was a joke.
I don't think it's her style to really participate in memes and stuff like that. And
yeah.
And that's fine. It's just the matter of, like, you have to know how to identify these things. It's kind of like when you get an email saying you won, like, an Igloo cooler. You didn't.
Uh-huh.
You did not win the cooler.
No, you did not.
But I do notice that this tie is getting loose. You know, he's having a tough day. You unbutton the top.
He's had to work for, like, 2 minutes.
Exactly.
I've been all over campus. About the same with me.
What in the hell is the matter with them? After everything they've heard. Entertainers dying, athletes dying, lives ruined. But why won't they listen?
Because it's good, man. It's good. So there's a lot of lecturing in this, which I think that Michael Landon had a real focus on in general.
He loved beating the drum. I mean, obviously we know with Little House there's the morphine two morphine episodes, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also some alcohol episodes.
He had a bee in his bonnet about it.
And Highway to Heaven, there were, like, so many, like, drug episodes. Yeah, he really, this is, like, one of those things where I'm like, you had a real thing for this.
But you know what's weird is
I'm not, like, laughing about it, like, laughing. Like, if, I mean, he really, like, obviously felt like this was, like, this message that he wanted to get across, you know, like, not doing drugs and stuff, which is a good message. I mean, like, you know, to, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good message. I mean, it makes you can blow up. We learned in this episode.
Yeah.
And his son, we learned in the movie. I mean, it makes cars flip on their side and drag 500 feet,
like, very 1 mile per hour.
Yeah. Now, don't do drugs, kids.
Thanks.
I remember one of the funnier things is, like, this isn't drugs, but if you have to drink and drive, drink Pepsi. I just remember this ad. It's kind of in poor taste, actually. But
and then, like, in parentheses, it's like, with vodka in it.
With a shot of Jack.
Oh, that's bad. We shouldn't joke about that.
I'm not joking about anything.
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive. So here's where Mike, the football player, is really interested in the much older Denise. Is that her name?
Her name is Denise, but I don't know that she's much older. I feel like maybe he's been coming back. He keeps failing, and this is like his 10th senior year or something, because he's about 30, I think.
It's like, look, I graduated 4 years ago, but look, you're a really good football player. Just keep flunking English, coming back. You stay on the team. Okay.
Don't I get a reward?
Like what?
How about lunch?
Oh, I don't know, my friends,
Those are your friends, the ones who sit next to the garbage can. Never be friends with people.
Wait, for that, like, Sesame Street guy to, like, pop out of there.
Wait, I gotta do that. That's a great Photoshop thing. It's like, hey, did anybody notice this Easter egg? Oscar the Grouch is on Highway to Heaven with Elon Musk. Be funny there. This is like a Miller Lite or something.
Yeah, they're just, like, openly drinking at lunch.
We're the cool kids. We're the in crowd. But never hang out with the people who sit next to the garbage can. Look at this. You're too close, in my opinion. Ugh.
You can eat with them anytime.
But not with you.
I've got a busy schedule.
Oh, that's right. I saw you on television the other day. Woodbury All-American signs letter of intent.
In other words, she's stalking him, right?
Yeah.
You're not really trying to.
I mean, it took a lot more effort back then.
Yeah, like you.
Because, like, it's not like you're, like, looking at Facebook.
Yeah. Or you don't have TiVo or anything like that. It's like, I was just watching the news.
Right.
I don't know why you want to hang out with those creeps anyway.
They're fun.
Yeah.
Good coke. Good blow.
The in crowd. The in love with themselves crowd.
Man, they say that a lot in this episode.
The in crowd.
Yeah. Well, so at least when he says it, it's like sarcastic, kind of, which is how I've heard people use it.
Yeah.
But then other people in this episode actually are like, oh, it's the in crowd.
Yeah. This guy. He's drinking beer. Look, made from the root of all evil.
Also, like, why is he wearing, like, a suit to high school?
With shoulder pads.
Yeah. Well, it's the 80s.
But this is the only shot we get of him. Like, it's just him, like, being mad. And what? I don't know too many cafeterias, unless they brought it themselves, who serve soda.
Hmm. Especially, I mean, they were, like, then. At, like, my high school, they were, like, vending machines where you could buy stuff like that.
We always had, all right, I went to school a different period of time, but we had vending machines, but it would be like, at most, like a cran apple drink. It would never be like soda pop. Like,
oh, carbonated. Really? So like mine had like actual soda.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Yeah. So maybe.
So lucky. So, all right, Denise is like walking around with her heels. She's like, let me go check out this room. In secrecy.
What a day. I can't believe I ever actually took algebra.
I actually think it'd be funny if she just like walks in and just like took her shoes off.
Like. Lights up a cigarette.
Yeah.
Takes out a flask, you know. She has her books covered in paper bags. Which was a thing, like, in my school when I was younger.
That's what we did when I was a kid.
Yeah,
did they not do that anymore? Did that go away? Because that was definitely what we did.
My kid has had maybe 4 textbooks, and he's entering 10th grade next year.
Okay, interesting. But yeah, so, like, the paper bag thing was definitely a thing. And then at some point, maybe when I was in... maybe middle school, there's like still the paper bag thing, but then there were these like stretchy, like reusable covers.
The rich kids got like, those.
Yeah, and I think I had like a couple of them, but it was actually really funny because it was all like, I remember it being like, oh, those are really expensive.
Yeah.
Like, paper bag.
I'll just stick to the paper bags.
Yeah.
Mom said we have to pay the mortgage. But yeah, it was like spandex or something.
Yes, exactly.
I remember I did want, and I remember there was a body glove one. I don't know. I'm sure that would have been kind of cool. I would have loved science.
But I do remember it with
the paper bag.
Like the paper bag ones, like you would draw on them and stuff.
Yeah. It is kind of cool.
That's kind of fun. Yeah.
Well, I've been invited to a party tomorrow night. It's at Ray Russo's. It'd
be funny. John's like, cool, what time do we leave?
Yeah. He's like, then he like takes off his tie, so it's like, I'm buttoning his shirt. Like, oh, bro, you get out of here.
He's the leader of the so-called in crowd. He's also the one that I think sold Rhonda Blake the garbage that killed her.
You got to be careful, Denise.
Mark's been practicing tying his tie.
It's just like totally undone now.
Yeah.
We need proof before we start making arrests.
This is my third high school in the past 7 months. I know what I'm doing. Besides, Russo and his gang think they're too smart to get caught.
Just the same, I think you ought to wear a wire tomorrow night. If you get in trouble, we're protected.
So, his hair, I think, looks very freshly dyed.
Yeah, it is kind of dark, right? I'm going to stop on him again.
I think I found the perfect cover. I met a boy in the student cafeteria today, Mike Parker. He's a football player.
This is a little bit like Entrapment, in my opinion. This is like beyond teetering. Because, you know, it's really, I don't know. I don't really like what happens in this episode.
Like how she like kind of like, I mean, she does like lead him on.
They just want to get high. No, I'm just kidding. Just trying to have drugs.
We're going to get high. You know the Paul McCartney song?
Yeah. I actually heard that the other day on the Beatles channel.
Yeah, I think I was listening at the same time too.
That's so funny.
I've seen this video of like modern Paul McCartney, so like he's older, and he's like starts singing that song. So he's like, "We're gonna get high, high, high on life."
On life. Yeah, he's a different guy these days.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear his new podcast, Conversation.
Oh, right.
It might be good. You know, I crap on podcasts a lot of times, but
sometimes when it's not, this is Mark.
Right. I was listening to a true crime podcast the other day, and it was like, and they killed the entire family. And then it goes to silence. He goes, "Have you driven the new Audi A8? And it's like
the commercials and
stuff. It's like maybe not appropriate to talk about a car after we just heard about the mauling of a family.
Right.
Good stuff.
Kind of jarring.
It's like, did you sleep well last night? What kind of mattress do you have? You know, it's like people just, well, save 10%. Type heaven. Casper.com. Oh,
it's like, just type code serial killer 25.
Write out the word 25. All right.
Do you think he's involved in dealing drugs?
No. Mike's too busy chasing trophies and girls to waste time with drugs.
Think you'll ever involve him?
Like I said, he's the perfect cover. You worry about your job and I'll worry about mine.
Ouch. I work for God.
She's like a little... I mean, he's just like brought up a valid point because it ends up becoming an issue, as we know. And she gets, I mean, I guess like she's young and she's like kind of new on it.
But she's not a cop, right? She's not a cop.
Yeah, she went through the academy. They say that, right?
I forgot. She's in a uniform at the end.
Yeah. So she actually is, I think, but she's like 21. So she's new, right? Like she's young and she's newly kind of like out of the academy or whatever. And I mean, like, maybe she just is, she kind of has this attitude that I think, you know, young people get where they're kind of like, no, I know what I'm doing. I got it.
Right.
Like, I don't need your help, you know, kind of thing. And then it ends up like, you know, causing some issues that even though like all's well, that ends well after Jonathan like lures that guy into killing himself or whatever.
And just kind of like watches. Like,
Yeah.
Mark has a face here, kind of like, you talking to me?
Yeah.
He's...
No, he has this face like, I'm 65 and was a smoker. What's my price? Like a life insurance commercial.
Right. all right, so we're in some cop's house.
Her dad's
house, and he's like always in uniform. He's just sitting around the house. Granted, he's probably on his way to work, or you know.
I think he sleeps in it.
Where you going?
Firing range.
You know, with the job you're doing, it shouldn't make you take firing practice. It's all you can do to fill out your reports and do your homework.
Well, to tell you the truth, Dad, I kind of like going down to the range, being with people my own age, even if they are cops.
How are things going at Woodbury?
Pretty good. I've been invited to a party tomorrow night, and I'm pretty sure it's the same kids we're after. Oh, by the way, I might have to give out the phone number again, so the kids could be calling.
So I'm guessing that if this was a real, like, narcotics officer, there would be chaperones, like, from a distance.
To like, make sure things don't, like, get out of hand and stuff.
And their names would not be Mark and Jonathan.
Yeah.
Who are sitting in a van.
I mean, really, just to, like, cover everything because it's because like what would you do, like say if the what's his name, the Mike or whatever,
mm-hmm.
is his name Mike,
the football player's Mike,
yeah, if he just like comes up to her and like kisses her or whatever,
right?
And like, I mean, it's like it would be like what basically ends up being his word against hers, but like if they actually did have like physical contact, and that like he just sort of like initiates or whatever.
Well, we do see, we do have the accusation of statutory rape later, and what is her protection?
Right. Well, exactly. And then that was even like when nothing happened, but like, I mean,
what happens how would if
you
something
know that?
Does?
How would you yeah. know that this guy wouldn't just like kiss you or so, you know what I mean? Right. Like just like make a move and just like kiss her or something.
And the guy's got like, then, like a good 80 pounds on her, you know, it's,
yeah,
he's a big guy. All right. So football, they're just kind of talking about Mark and Jonathan and how they're the new guys, and but we're putting complete trust in them. Football guy picks, says he's going to pick up her and take her to the Russo party.
By the way, is this a weird episode in that does Jonathan ever once say that he's an angel in this episode?
No.
Yeah. Kind of weird, right? Because normally there's like that moment where he's like, well, I'm an angel.
Yeah. And
not always. I mean, I guess there's a lot of episodes where he's not necessarily like saying that he's an angel, but it's like a little bit more obvious.
And we also didn't get a thing when Mark is in the coma later, the cocaine coma, he doesn't do the like one-on-one with God moment. Kinda, you know what I mean? Like where he looks up and he's like, don't let him die or something like
that. Right. That's true.
And we only get that one little angel trick at the end.
The angel trick.
Well, you know, the swapsie.
Yeah.
You learned on day one up in heaven how to do the swapsie. So Parker runs into Russo. Well, yeah. So I call him Parker. Mike is taking Denise, gets his her phone number, and is going to go to the Russo party later. God, it's like a long old switch.
Hey, why don't you just watch where you're going, Parker, huh?
So this guy is really shrimpy in comparison to this guy.
And he has, like, big rage problems.
Yeah.
Sorry, Russo. You should get some meat on those bones.
Uh-oh. He's like, I'm a vegan.
I'm a vegan and I do a lot of cocaine. Don't mess with me.
Exactly. All right, so he looks down and he notices that the phone number was dropped and it says Denise, and he puts two and two together really quickly, thinking that she might be a narc. We get like the a white van that's, I mean, you park this in front of almost anybody's house, a phone is going to call, be rung at the police department saying there's a white van parked out my house.
With no windows.
No windows. And it's just like, practically the only, I don't know, it's so weird. Now, this is a very similar car than what was in that movie we reviewed by Michael Landon Jr. Why does every kid have like a 1960s Mustang? I don't get it. It's like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they're in the surveillance van. Not really. I mean, so she's wearing a wire. They're going into and they're listening and they have a huge reel-to-reel recorder, but they're not using it. It's like it's not on. They're relying on a handheld tape recorder. All right. So I'm going to play some of the worst music ever made just for a second because it is. It's so loud and everything.
It's just like, yeah, it's bad. Like generic.
Yeah.
Rock. Yeah.
And was that a real band that you found, or was that a joke that went over my head? Northrop.
No, so like they named the band.
Oh, really?
I tried to look it up, and there apparently is some musical artist with like a similar name, but it's like not that because it's too modern. Like it's like the 2000s, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's something that they just made up, but they do name like who the album is by.
You know what I'm going to do is the where you can like identify it if you play it into your phone. I'll do that.
Shazam.
Later. Yeah. But I can't do it now because we're all in headphones. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was killed in the line of duty 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. So we learned Denise's brother was killed in the line of duty. The entire family are a bunch of police officers. All right. So it's blown out sounding. It sounds kind of like my first car.
Yeah.
And it's like blah, 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 blah. And it's awesome. But so we're at the party. What kind of I was so distracted by the music. let's see. We come up to Russo.
Glad you can make it.
Oh, thanks, son. Did your parents always let you have parties in their house?
Oh, you know, only when they're out of town.
Sure to seem like...
What's that look?
He's always doing these weird little looks. Like, he looks to the side and smiles, and he's like, yeah.
Only when they're out of town, they're actually tied up in the basement.
The long way from school.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to seem.
Isn't this Northrop album fantastic?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Northrop.
See, Northrop knows where it's at.
Wait, did Michael Lyndon Jr. have a band named Northrop?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It would be the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's just him, like, sitting in the basement of his house with a synthesizer.
It's because they, like, allow the human mind to expand its fullest.
With a little help from their friends.
You know, many artists throughout history...
It was a nice little Beatles reference.
I missed
said
it.
With a little help from their friends.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs... Aldous, Huxley.
And he just goes on about how cool drugs are and
how everybody does drugs.
Like, are you ready for it? And like a total amateur, of course she's baiting him, but it's one of these kind of weird questions.
How does somebody know when they're ready for drugs?
It's like you didn't get a letter in the mail.
You've graduated to drug taking.
You'll get a letter in the mail letting you know to register to vote and you're ready for drugs.
You know, somebody like me.
Well, we'll let you know.
But what if I can't wait?
You'll wait.
You'll wait.
Also, I was thinking it's kind of interesting that... these kids are like drinking underage and there's not.
Right.
She's like a cop standing right there and they're drinking underage. And I know she's like baiting them for the drug information and everything, but like nothing comes of the fact that she just saw these kids drinking.
Yeah, it's definitely weird, but I wonder if it would be one of those things where it's kind of like, look, we're after the drugs, which are, it's a bigger score, not like, also. What year was this? 87. That's about the time. I don't know when it changed in California, but I think it was around 86 or 87 where they changed the drinking age from 18 to 21.
But I'm gonna, like, looking it up right now because I'm curious about that. So in 86, it was raised to 21.
Okay.
With the grandfather clause.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, so this is 87.
Oh, so because I suppose if you're, like, in 85, were able to drink, like, they're not going to, like, take it away from you, right?
Oh, right.
Right, so that would be, like, the grandfather clause, but, yeah.
And the football players, we've determined, is about 22.
Well, they're all 35, so no problem.
He shows up, by the way. This music is so, like, good.
Hey, Denise!
Who invited Mr. All America?
I could totally picture like Michael Landon Jr. being like, like playing guitar.
Oh, I did. He's my date. Sorry, I didn't know that you weren't friends.
Oh, well, now you do.
Everything he says, I want to punch him.
Right? It's like, now you do. And he goes up there, and I just think this is like the punkiest move. Like, he just goes up and tries to be a tough guy, and the football guy just takes care of him really quickly.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
It's like, get out of here, Feather. This guy would have been, Mike would have been good if it was played by Patrick Labyrinth, I think.
Oh, okay. I can see that. Yeah. Because
he kind of played a character like this in, I think, in Heathers. He played the jock.
Okay, yeah.
So he's all mad because he got pushed down in his crazy, crazy plaid couch.
Why don't you let me talk to him for just a minute outside, okay?
You're not getting rid of me that easily.
Hey, I'm getting rid of both of you. So next time, just ask me first before you invite your friend here.
He's like them.
About to burst a vein in his head.
He's going to go cry. We have like the weirdest night vision of all time. Where's this watching? They're watching from a distance. Mark turns off the recording as they're kind of talking about things. It's, you know, it's just surveillance. It's not that interesting. Russo watches the white van go away. Like nobody knows there's a white van parked out of his house, outside of his house, right, which is funny. And he decides to call that number, and he kind of figures it out pretty quickly. I'll give him credit for this. He says he's a cadet named Ken Stewie or something. And Denise is like, I don't know anyone named Ken Stewie. And that, and they're probably pretty local, right?
Well, and it's also like, shouldn't this have kind of, or wait a second, is that when she gets tipped off that like they figured out who she was?
No, she doesn't think so yet.
Because like, shouldn't she kind of be suspicious though?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, once you're getting a call for somebody that doesn't exist.
Right.
This is where I kind of thought we see some kind of cool cars. So this is the car everybody my age wanted when they were kids. This is like the T-top IROC Z. He's probably listening to like Van Halen or something. I'm not really sure. I was saying Rage Against the Machine, but they really weren't around. Russo kind of goes up to Mike.
So, how'd you make out with Denise the other night?
That's my business.
Oh, sorry. I just wonder what it was like making out with a narc.
What?
You heard me. You've been used by a narc.
What are you smoking, man?
Cocaine.
He's like, I'm not smoking anything. I'm snorting it.
He's like, I'm clean, I swear. Look at him.
Girlfriend.
I snorted.
Denise. She's a cop. And that makes you a prize, chum.
Maybe you're a cop too, huh, Parker?
Officer Denise Kelly. Let's see, graduated police academy last year. Now, if you don't believe me, why don't you just ask her for yourself?
Hey, she's worse than a cop.
This guy with the chest hair.
Elon Musk with the chest hair.
It's like Elon Musk with this like perm and his chest hair. And he's supposed to be like 16, 17 years old, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
She's a narc.
She's a
narc. Been had, lover boy.
You know, in my school, there was like a rumor that somebody was a narc. And the person did vanish. But I don't think they were really a narc. I just remember.
Where'd they go?
It was like, kind of like the kids showed up. People were like, he's in, like an exchange student. And like a, kind of an English accent, and he was there for 3 days and then vanished. But so maybe, I don't know. But a lot of people, the rumor was that either he was a narc, which is what people really thought, or he was in our school accidentally. Like he lived on the border and he had to go to a different school.
Ah, interesting.
Which is probably more likely. Or it's a narc. But, you know, like, drugs were not that big of a deal in my school that I knew of.
You're like, either he was in the wrong school or he was a narc.
That's one or the other. He was my best friend for those 3 days.
Okay, Brian.
Yeah, he would come up to me and he's like,
what's a narc,
your dog, Brian, before some cat swallows him up?
What's a narc, Mom?
What's a narc? But, you know, at the same time, kids' imaginations are going crazy because 21 Jump Street was taking the world by storm.
Sure.
I say you've been working with her.
She came on to me. I didn't know she was a cop. She came on to me.
He's convinced, though, which is kind of funny because he's right. I mean, he's convinced for the right thing. But, yeah, he's a complete, she's a narc. And then they're like, maybe you're a narc. So here we are in the lounge, where back then probably the teachers would be smoking in there. At least when I was a kid.
Kelly's identity. Yeah. Then under the circumstances, the faculty and I think that it's better Denise leave school.
this guy deserves to be on a Frasier episode for some reason. I just picture him being like maybe one of the early radio managers or something. I just like.
Or I could see him being like he kind of has a demeanor of the guy from the Marbury School, like in the Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah, that is such a funny episode.
So like, I could see him playing a role kind of like that. Yeah.
Or a butler, even. I like him. I like this guy a lot.
And how'd they find out?
It was my student who uncovered Kelly.
I told him. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, she's like, I knew she was a narc, and I knew that she'd bust my cover.
And good for them.
Tony Brandt, Ray Russo, and Billy Bates came to me this morning. They said that she had been asking about drugs, wanting to know where she could score some coke. The good stuff. They said she sounded like a narc. That's when I went to Eastwood. When I told him that she had been seen with Mike Parker, kissing him, touching him, pretending to be his girlfriend, that's a lie!
I had no choice but to clear the air. And Mike Parker's mother is on her way down right now.
Mark's like, I'll clear the air.
He looks super pissed.
But Mr. Eastwood, don't you think it would have been a little better to talk to Denise before starting to call faculty parent meetings?
There were plenty of witnesses.
But so what happened is they do have evidence. So they were recording the conversation, I guess.
By the way, his mom, Little House.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a good shot. You know, it's weird. Like, it does. I don't see it, but I looked it up too, and I'm like, yeah, that's.
Yeah, that's so her. Like, I did. Notice it. I've seen this episode a couple times before, and I didn't really get it then. But when I was watching it today, I was like, "See, she looks kind of familiar." I was like, "She's got to be like in Little House or something."
I like her.
And then
look.
I was like, "Could it be the like mean dish lady?" So I mean, like, I actually like got it. Like, I was like, "Wait a minute! I think she's like the mean dish lady from the Arizona episode."
Are you holding your hands up to her face, like to the screen? Like, mean dish lady. Yeah, I remember Caroline's all sweaty. She's like, I'm working.
Laura, you mean?
Oh, Laura, I'm sorry. Yeah.
You've done nothing to be ashamed.
That was, by the way, the first thing we ever recorded together.
Really? Is that really?
Yeah, that was our first thing that we recorded together.
We should go back and listen to it and critique it.
And like how bad it probably is.
Whoa, wrong thing. I went for the... It's always on.
You'll like, listen to it and be like, well, it was fun podcasting with you. Boop, boop, boop.
Probably the same trumpet player as the beginning of this.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Look, you didn't have to come down here.
I have no intention of letting this woman get away with this.
Now, Mike... as you know, some very serious allegations have been made concerning Officer Kelly's conduct here at Woodbury.
Now, Mike, you know the truth, so just tell them.
I thought she liked me, but she was just using me.
Oh. Yes, but did she make a pass at you? Did she kiss you or let you kiss her?
Have a guess.
Plenty of times. She couldn't keep her hands off me.
He's lying. Mark, did you bring the tape?
Listen to
What tape? I was wired the night I went to Ray Russo's party.
We were all wired, man. We're all ripped.
And that tape will prove that I told your son to buzz off.
But well, Officer Gordon, I guess we have no choice but to hear the tape.
He has, like, the darkest eyebrows, the principal.
He presses the...
Charlie! You can still catch a movie or go up to Perspiration Point and watch the flying saucer races.
Take it easy, Romeo.
What's the matter? You afraid something might happen? You've been known to have that effect on you.
And don't you worry, you're a very good looking guy.
But be prepared because I'm going to blast your ass. I am the ass blaster here to blast ass.
We haven't heard it in a long time.
I know, it's been a long time. That was my favorite part too.
It's like burn up, burn up, burn up, burn up, burn up, burn up. We should like sell that song, even though it's not ours.
I think it's gotten the most exposure ever because we keep using it on podcasts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the amount of people who have listened on the podcasts, like the various podcasts we've used it on,
yeah,
it's probably like the most exposure it's ever gotten.
I just want to say to them,
thank you very much.
But so he taped over. He stopped recording. He taped over. He stopped recording at a certain point.
What happened? What happened to the tape?
I killed it. I thought the stakeout was off.
Of course you killed it. He's a cop. He's protecting another cop. I'm going to go to the press with this outrage, and I intend to see that you lose your badge over this.
I don't want you ever, ever to go against an order I give you again. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yeah, it's true.
So you want Mark to be like, go ahead, take my badge. I'm retired.
I quit. It's
tie. All I do is drive around with Jonathan in the car.
Right. His tie is tied wrong again. I just noticed.
Yeah, it is, yes.
It sure is.
She sure did.
Wait a minute, lady. Denise was on campus to try to bust the drug pushers who killed one of your son's classmates. I mean, we are the good guys.
What's the point?
I don't think so. So Mark's just like, I'm the worst.
Denise. Look, I'm sorry, I don't.
It's bad enough to have to deal with people like Swan and Parker, but when a fellow cop lets you down, it's just...
You suck. And look how fast the bell rings, and look how fast everybody just comes out. Like... Wait. Maybe that's accurate. all right, so her dad finds out, and they're just kind of like saying, like, the crap hit the fan, man.
It hit the fan is what they
say. I'm assuming it's crap.
No, they actually say it hit the fan.
Yeah, which is kind of weird, right? Let's see. I'm gonna see if I can play that.
Have Denise come into my office after she finishes her report.
Bill, it's my fault I blew her cover.
There's enough blame to go around. It's hit the fan, all right? That's what matters now.
It's hit the fan.
It's hit the fan. Let's see. Statutory rape is being brought up. Denise just looks like she's getting more and more depressed, and she's like, maybe this wasn't the right...
Her hair's a lot smoother.
Yeah, it looks better.
It looks a lot better, actually.
Yeah.
I think she was doing some weird styling thing to fit in with the high school kids or something.
Getting full blowouts, you know? But, you know, it does look like Michael Landon's hair is a little poofier here at this moment. It is kind of dark, but it also has, like, some highlights.
I thought it was freshly dyed because it was so evenly colored from root to tip.
Hmm. Well, it is real dark. So he goes into the workout room.
Come down to pump some iron, Mr. Smith?
Why'd you lie about Denise, Mike?
I didn't lie. I told you. She came on to me. She couldn't keep her hands off me.
Oh, yeah, Tom. So you got this thing from IMDb that I just thought was really funny. Where do you think that
misquoting?
Yeah, like, where do you think that even came from?
I don't know. No, Tom, you are. Yeah, but I actually think it would be really funny if he called him Tom.
It would be. Wait, let's let me. I don't know. I didn't go back and listen, so you never know.
I mean, tell him that.
I doubt he slips up.
Badge.
No, sir. Oh. Lucky for you.
Yeah, he just said, you're lucky you have a badge. And he's like, no, son. No, Tom.
No, Tom. You are.
Even that, it's
actually
wrong.
That's totally, that's yeah, double so, misquoted. Because wait. It says, no, Tom. And he says, you are. Where in the episode, he says, no, son. Lucky for you.
Yeah, let's listen to it from the top.
Lucky for you, you're wearing that.
Oops, I have to get that.
The truth.
You calling me a liar?
Oh, you bet I am.
Even so, that's wrong. You bet I am, instead of yes, I am.
Yeah.
She sure did.
Lucky for you, you're wearing that badge.
And that's wrong too. Mike Parker.
Who is quoting this? Who wrote this?
Like, it should, it's like paraphrases. It's not.
It's terrible.
And the name is wrong. You know what's weird is it says the name of the character.
Right. And then still they still write the name in
What's wrong? Like, is it like some weird AI thing? I don't
know. It must be.
No, sir. Lucky for you.
It's pretty awesome. I feel like we have to, like, watch for that now.
That's pretty awesome.
The only thing that's correct is the first line, are you calling me a liar?
Right? And then, wow.
The rest crazy. Is fan fiction. So that is
Sylvie.
But yeah, I can't wait to release that episode. I feel like we had this couch in my basement, by the way. And that TV.
Officers pose as students is offensive and creates a very bad environment on campus.
But what about the drug problem at Woodbury? I mean,
do these kids not have homes? Like, they're always, like, together.
I was thinking it would be awesome if they were all just doing drugs while they were watching the news. Not awesome that they would be doing drugs.
No,
but it
it's
be,
funny.
Like, funny from like the group of kids. Yeah,
because you know, 80s group of kids doing drugs. You know, it's cool, man. It's put on the news.
Yeah.
Students died last month as a result of a drug overdose.
Yes. Well, no one is more concerned about the drug problem in our school than I am.
Apparently, he has a lot of brothers and sisters. Maybe because this is a pretty big family up here, right?
I mean, yeah, it is. It could be like cousins and stuff too.
Could be
though.
Cousins, yeah.
But one isolated case is hardly cause to put everyone under suspicion. The answer to drug abuse is education, not entrapment.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are just kind of like, I just want to get money, man. Somebody comes to the door. These pictures are kind of funny. Look, I mean, they're not even of him. Be funny if they're all like Michael Landon Jr.
That would be really awesome.
All right, so Mark comes to the door and he wants to talk to Shrimpy.
What do you want? What are you doing here?
Just came to talk a little business.
I don't do business with cops.
Hey, you do with me, Bob. I saved your butt today.
Well,
how's that?
Rosemary Wood's not the only one who knows how to erase tapes.
You erase that tape? Why?
I told you. Business.
What kind of business?
This guy.
Have a guess.
Got your little sample. Taste it.
What's this crap?
Not bad.
Better than anything you've ever played with. And there's plenty more where that came from. And it's priced to move.
I like it.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Hey, look, kid, I went to a lot of trouble to set this up. In this business, you either move up or you move out. So make up your mind.
Thank you very much.
And he makes a deal.
And then he eats it all.
What?
He's just like, thank you very much. And he just eats it all.
I like it.
He eats it all just right down his throat. Yeah. Like that candy, like Fun Dip or whatever.
Yeah. He's like, where's my sugar stick to dip into it?
See, we didn't do real drugs, man. It was Fun Dip.
I loved Fun Dip when
Me
I was
too.
A kid. It was like a rarely gotten treat, though. And it really is just like sugar dipped in sugar. Oh, so it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you're right. It's a utensil made of sugar that you lick to put sugar on it.
Into sugar.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to have candy like that too often. So, yeah, when I got it, it was like a real big treat.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I used to love that. And dots. I don't know why I ate those dots.
I like dots. Dots are good.
I don't get them. I mean, even now, like if I have one, I'm like, oh, they're tasty and everything, but I still don't get them. I don't understand.
It's just like a gummy thing of flavor.
Yeah. But yeah, like Fun Dip and Big League Chew. If I had to go down a rabbit hole of candy.
Dude, you're not gonna meet him.
Stuff is awful good.
Yeah, but he's a cop.
That sweater. Jesus.
You know the problem with Fun Dip, though? Sorry, as long as we're talking about Fun Dip.
Like, aside from cavities.
Close that rabbit hole. I feel like the stick to dip ratio is off.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they need to, like, double stick content.
Well, I wish it was a little spoon. Not just stick.
Sure. But I mean, because, like, I remember getting a thing where you have, like, a little thing on the end that's, like, your stick. And then you have, like, a pack, like, three different flavors to dip into.
Three?
Yeah. And I mean, like, there maybe was more than one stick even. But I was like, I think you need, two sticks per packet, right?
Here we are. I brought it up. Yeah. I remember there being two flavors. But, and I'm not, oh yeah, look, three.
Yeah, okay, so that's the thing I'm talking about. I mean, you maybe get 2 to 3 sticks, but I think you need, like, 2 sticks per packet of flavor, at least.
Shop Grandpa Joe's. Oh my God, that's the picture you get.
I need a bigger picture than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know, I'm stuck in some weird thing all of a sudden. Sorry. Give me a minute. Sorry. It's not cooperating. All right. You still there? Oops. Are you still there? Uh-oh. Sorry about that. I don't know. I brought Fun Dip in and made everything crash, but we're back.
Yeah. Sugar crash.
But yeah, Fun Dip, I'm kind of curious what flavors it did come in. Fun Dip candy, $1.69 is not bad.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how many of the sticks come with it, because I remember there being, like, not enough sticks.
I could have sworn it came with one.
Yeah, see, like, I remember one, but I feel like when I look at the package, there has to be, like, two. So that's so weird that, like, 2 sticks with 3 flavors. That doesn't even make sense. But I remember, like, getting through the stick, and there's still, like, all this powder. I'm like, there needs to be, like, more sticks, you know?
I'm trying to, you know, get a packet. This one comes with 2 Lick-A-Sticks, that's the name, and 3 Sourlicious flavors. So you got 2 Lick-A-Sticks.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. Okay, so I think that's what I remember, but that's not enough sticks.
2?
No, for 3 flavors?
It's true. You should get at least one. Well, 1 is a mystery dip, which means they just mix these two together. Well, all right, let's get back to the show. Sorry. I used to like it, though. I remember it was very tart.
Yeah, yeah.
I can go for some of that right now, as a matter of fact. Now I have a hankering for some...
I know, I do too. Like, I think I'm going to go buy some tomorrow. Exactly. Except, holy cow, why is it $84.96 on Walmart?
Is that a case of it? Maybe it's a case for, like...
No, it is just the 3 flavor thing with 2 Lick-A-Sticks.
When I see things like Fun Dip, you know, that should be $1.69 or something for, like, you know, $10,000, I feel like that's how they do, like, money laundering, you know?
Yeah, that's just one. Who would spend $84 on Fun Dip?
You know who has it, without a doubt, is Five Below. If you have a Five Below?
Oh, we have one of those, like, really close to our house.
Yeah, they have, actually, I'll say, they have some pretty cool older, like, harder to find candy.
They do, yeah, and it's, like, cheaply priced, too.
Yeah, it's always, like, yeah, like, they always have, like, kind of cool things. Even though I'm still not really a big candy person, I don't think you are either, right? Like, you know.
No, I'm not. I just want Fun Dip now.
But, yeah, Fun Dip's, you know, that's, like, there's a nostalgia there, you know. Mm-hmm. But, and it's tasty. But, yeah, Five Below also has, like, these, I don't know, do you remember these? They're called Golden Nugget Bubble Gum, and it came in a little... canvas bag, and it was like, it's supposed to be like gold nuggets.
I do not remember that.
It's like total 80s type of thing, and I was like, I gotta buy this, you know, because it's like my childhood. Mm-hmm. And it was And also they have these little arcade game bubblegum things where it's like the shape of a video game.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys have a real arcade machine. Oh, wait, no, you have a sit-down one, right?
We have a little Pac-Man. It's like a Pac. It has like the various Pac-Man games. Miss Pac-Man.
That's awesome. I love those things.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. My cat is sleeping on it.
You actually play while reviewing, usually.
Yeah, my cat is sleeping on it right now.
Jealous. I want to be sleeping on it.
Yeah, I want to sleep in a Pac-Man.
I want to fall asleep playing Pac-Man. So let's see. They're like, all right, we're going to go meet up with Mark at this. Where is this? It's like there's a porta potty or something.
Well, so it's the high school, apparently, because he's like, let's go to the football field.
Did he come out of the porta potty?
Crazy. Like, I was like, it looks like a prison.
Does he come out of the porta potty?
He does. Yeah, he totally comes out of the porta potty.
Uh oh, I can't hear anything. I really messed things up. Yeah.
Funded broke everything.
All right. I'm going to just try.
I think that's like the universe's signal. Like, you do not need Fundip.
No Fundip for you.
Move on from the Fundip. You'll be double dead. You'll double dip it.
No, double dip.
Flavors. Double dip.
Double dip. Hold on. I'm just. All right, I'm going to pause the recording for just a sec. And we're back, amazingly.
After some very, like, weird fun dip,
fun dip.
Conversation that led to some very odd technical errors.
It might be a sign, but you know what that means? I'm buying dip. Double. I'm
double. Double dip. Fun dip. Double dip tomorrow.
If you buy it tomorrow and I buy it tomorrow, we'll be double dead. We'll be double dipped.
Yeah, double dip dead.
Double dip dead. So, yeah, I want to see if he comes out of the porta potty.
Show up.
He comes out of the porta potty. Like, what the hell? Just coming out of my office.
His office, the porta potty.
Let's see. I have to get everything back up to normal here. So he's going to make the deal with Mark, but Mark didn't know that his friends were going to jump out of the bleachers with a gun.
Hey, come on. What is this? All right, pal. You don't want a deal? Forget it.
Ray! You...
Ray!
He's a cop!
What do we have here?
He's wearing a wire. Looks like Officer Gordon here was playing Lone Ranger.
All right, if he's wearing a wire, where is the backup? You know, like...
Because they would know that he's in trouble, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So what do? They do
the backup's
what?
Like, yeah, we never liked that guy anyway.
You know what? They're like, we get like a view of them back in like the, in the van.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is... Or it's like Jonathan and Jonathan and Denise, like it's like a slow pan. So yeah, I'm a director, producer, I write my own TV shows.
This is actually the third show I've been on.
I can't believe you don't know me.
Yeah.
So they're going to inject him with coke, which is crazy.
Yeah, so this is where the episode gets, like, really out of hand. I mean, because, like, at first it's sort of not that crazy, I guess. I mean, there were some sort of questionable methods and stuff going on, but it wasn't totally crazy. But this is where it gets, like, really out of hand.
I just read what you wrote. It's what Mark really wanted the whole time. It might be true.
Yeah.
So they're talking about Mark and they're like,
they shot him up with enough pure coke to kill a horse.
And I really think that we should have like a dream sequence of him like running through the heavens like, whee!
I was just going to say, well, actually what would be funny is after he shoots him up with it, if it just goes into like a magical Missy tour flying during the part where it's just like the colored skies and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Flying, that would be good.
Or if he like turned to them and goes,
"Thank you very much."
Do I have any? I have Get Back. That's all I have. I could have gotten Magical Mystery Tour or like one of those sitar things.
Yeah. Yes.
That'd be kind of cool. But yeah, I would have liked to see him at least, you know, it would break up the seriousness of this episode, but I don't know. Michael Landon obviously doesn't want that.
He doesn't really mess around when he's making the message about drugs. Which, I'm not saying that it's not serious, of course. However, as crazy as this episode is, it's maybe, like, the least heavy-handed about it.
Yeah.
Because the other drug episodes, it turns into, like, a DARE lecture. I mean, I guess we get that, like, a little bit, like, at the end of this when they're, like, talking to the students and stuff. Before Jonathan lures him to his death. But
yeah, I mean, it's really crazy.
In the other episodes, it definitely turns into this like super heavy-handed like DARE speech type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we don't get that quite as much in this episode.
Well, this whole scene is basically a speech because he's in a cocaine coma and it's just, you know, it's just kind of crazy. Denise seems just like annoyed at everything. Like, my career's over.
She's doing drugs now.
Yeah. She kind of looks like she had a night, you know?
Yeah.
She called up Mike. She's like, "You want to hook up?" So let's see. So Jonathan's going to go and speak to the entire school. And I just can't believe how serious everybody is.
Officer Denise Kelly was suspended from the force.
The whitest school I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because of lies told about her by some of the students in the school. Last night, my partner was beaten and injected with an overdose of drugs. He's in a hospital in a coma as I speak to you now.
I mean, they're all taking it seriously. I like this guy's Italia sweatshirt.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Daya! And, yeah, and we have the Asian exchange student next to the principal.
That's funny.
And
there's like two, I think.
Well, this guy looks like Johnny Depp right here. Do we see a Billy anywhere? A Billy of the week. No, I don't. Oh, well. Can't always have a Billy. So he's just going on. It's like the teacher's fault and it's this person's fault. And she comes up. Her hair does look better like this. Although she can grow those bangs out a little bit, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Her hair kind of is like Sully's hair, actually.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, actually. We should put his face on her body right here.
He just had like too many of the highlights at Jake's.
I went too blonde.
Most of you already know me.
This is like Sully going to the microphone. It's like, well, obviously I went too blonde.
This was a mistake, but I learned from it.
But it looks good, right? Can I get some applause for my hair?
Like, I can pull it off, right? I'm still pulling it off.
Welcome to the gun show, and he puts his arms up.
Or at least you think you did. I'm a narc. I became a narc because I hate drugs.
Did you see that kid in the background?
What, behind Russo?
Or at least you think you did. I'm a narc.
That guy on the right?
Yeah, so keep watching him.
I became a narc because I hate drugs.
Russo's like, well, I love them. I love drugs. It's my favorite thing. But yeah, that guy's like, whoa, that's poignant. So they go on about drugs, this.
Wow.
But this guy, this one guy breaks.
Paid them back in drugs.
He's like, I gotta go poop.
The Coke's really getting my me.
Right, like the cheap Coke that's cut with baby laxative is getting to me.
His name was Danny.
We know too much about drugs, I think. I read a lot of books, people. That is the worst sweater I've ever seen in my life.
It's pretty ugly.
Jack Black calls, you have to see the movie High Fidelity. He refers to these kind of sweaters as Cosby sweaters.
Yeah.
So he goes into the bathroom and then Jonathan comes in. Never any hand towels when you need them. But then he sees Mark, and even I thought, like, am I ever, like, what just happened? This tie is tied wrong. It's definitely Mark. Like, it has all the earmarks of being Mark.
Wait a second.
Oh, wait, you didn't notice? All right, so.
Here. No. Yeah, okay, I just, that just dawned on me. That's crazy.
This is the angel trick. This is the angel trick.
Okay, that's totally trippy. Yeah, right, so he like turns into him. Okay, yeah. That is crazy. How did I miss that?
I thought I was going nuts. I rewound it like 3 times.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, dude, was he waiting in there?
Yeah.
What's the matter, Billy? Surprised to see me.
Billy of the week.
Billy of the week. There he is.
I thought you were
in a coma. Afraid not.
The word coma means so much to me because my last name being Jacoma. I've heard every coma joke in the world. So.
Partner said that to get a few more people to testify against you. You know how courts are. You need every witness you can get.
I didn't want Ray to shoot you up.
Hey, you were there. It's all the same. Attempted murder, kiddo.
I can kind of hear Michael Landon doing this, right? Like, it's almost like Victor French doing Michael Landon, almost.
Kind of like his big speech moment that he has. Yeah.
For a long time.
Well, I couldn't stop him.
You can now.
I would have liked if his tie was done correctly this time. Kind of like what
he learned in death or something, like how to tie a tie.
Well, because it's Jonathan and he wouldn't have done it.
Oh, that's true.
You know.
Happen. You cooperate, you're going to get off a lot easier. Think about it, Billy.
Billy
of the week.
I'm just going to throw this quote in out of nowhere.
Damn straight.
See, this is where I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, his angel trick. Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a head of hair. Look at that.
Yeah, it's very the original Puff Daddy.
Look at that thing. It's Elvis right there. I think Elvis, he taught like him how to do his hair because we have that whole Michael Landon and Elvis connection. You know about that, right? How Michael Landon sold a car to Elvis.
I've heard about that, I think, yeah.
I don't know how verifiable it is. So, but if I just write it down, it's true, right?
Everything you see on the internet is true. It's on the internet.
One of the weirdest things I've ever learned is that Michael Landon actually he auditioned to be Michael Knight on Knight Rider.
For the pilot. I think I saw that on IMDb.
Yeah, it's in the fun fact zone.
Yeah.
Denise is just
Tom.
Tom. Look how sweaty this guy is. Yeah, I did nothing
wrong.
Well,
he was I thought he looked sweaty too, but he was like splashing his face with water, remember?
I think it's impossible to make your face this wet with just water. Yeah. You need Vaseline or something.
He's pretty slick looking.
Yeah.
Do that now.
So he walks in and he has a face on, like, I'm going to shoot up everyone or something. Like, I didn't know what to expect with this guy. But I certainly did not expect what happens, which is really funny.
Only you can do that.
So this is an auditorium of all the students in the school and the teachers and the faculty.
It was Ray. Ray Rooster shot up that cop with drugs.
Look at his shirt.
Look at that face.
Yeah, you see him like whip his head. He's like, you're never going to make me alive.
I swear to God, I told him not to.
He's got the gun.
Yeah, I mean, what is that? He just whips out a gun at school. Okay, so this actually is where the episode really gets, like, off the chain.
Wait, do you hear that one girl screaming?
Yeah, I do.
He runs out. He's got the perfect parking spot. Like, this is the kind of parking spot, like, George Costanza would talk about all day. And you know you're rich when you're getting into your car and the windows are down. You know, you don't care.
Right.
So it's pretty visual. But he's driving with the gun in his hand. Look at that old school bus. Wow.
I know. I saw the bus and I thought that was the craziest looking thing.
Yeah, like that thing. I mean, it's like a double bus, it looks like.
Double bus.
It's a cool car.
Mm-hmm.
I love this so much.
I mean, this ending of the episode is like so crazy.
Yeah, like when this is exactly like, what was the name of the band that they were listening to earlier? I'm looking.
Oh, I had it in the notes. I wrote it. What was it?
I'm looking. Oh my God.
Northrop.
Yeah, if Northrop was playing, that would probably be the only cool thing. And he's like singing along. Just high, Ray.
Better slow down. Take it.
That is the craziest gunshot ever.
He fires
at him. You remember Rocket Flight?
And we get like Pell Girl in the back. We've never seen this girl. We only have heard of her. I'm just going to let this play through because it is really just crazy to watch, right?
Should
it's
kill
chaotic.
It goes back and forth, like total amateur hour.
Right, so then Jonathan basically makes him crash into this dumpster. It goes up in flames, so the kid dies, right? And so it's kind of like Jonathan sort of led him to his death, right?
Yeah, he didn't stop him.
Which is, I mean, this crazy shot of him just like standing and watching everything go up in flames.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's pretty crazy because I've thought that too. I'm like, he basically like made him die, right? I mean, I don't know like what he was going to do otherwise, though. So, like, is the whole moral of the story, or not even really, like, moral of the story, but it's, like, would he have gone on and, like, killed other people so they, like, nipped it in the bud right now, you know, by, like, taking him out? But they don't really ever, like, say anything to explain that.
You know, I feel like this should have been the kind of thing that Jonathan does and then gets in trouble for. Like, he has to...
He goes on like longer probation or something.
Yeah, like because this is not, in my opinion, this is not what an angel should be doing.
Well, right, which is why I'm like, unless there's some, I don't even know if it would be defensible. I said it, but then I was like, wait, that sounds wrong. Okay, I don't even know if it would be like defensible, even if it were to like. For the greater good.
Right, going back in time and killing baby Hitler or something like that.
It's but then I'm like, but that's like, I think how they could get away with it, right? With an angel doing something like this, as if it's like he was like on his way to like go shoot up some like...
Right, or he was like, he had like some
people.
Poison yeah. drugs or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they could have thrown a line in there, kind of like, well, we knew the future of him and it was not going to be pretty or something like that.
Right.
But at this point, he kind of facilitated the boy's death.
He did, yes.
Meanwhile, back in the hospital. And it seems like revenge, too.
I guess it kind of is, though, because he's still in a coma. So. Yeah.
He's the ones that did it to you.
Yeah, he said, I got the ones. Wait, did he?
Got him, buddy.
we got the ones that did it to you. That's revenge.
Totally is. Yeah. That's not very angel-like.
It's a fake angel.
Yeah, he's like totally a rogue angel.
That'd be crazy if all of a sudden he's like the devil. You know? Well, you know, they should have had like kind of like Bizarro Jonathan or something.
Well, there is an episode when their assignment deals with this other angel who's been an angel for like hundreds of years because he keeps like messing up his assignments. And also, Jonathan kind of is a rogue angel because, well, like that one that we reviewed, I think a few months ago, where he like lost his powers.
All right.
Punched the guy.
Yeah, because they took an.
Yeah.
God took them away, right?
Yeah.
There's some noise in the hallway. And even here, this is very not like Jonathan. The yell at people. And...
Tell my supervisor just to get this.
Yeah, just we argue somewhere else, we. Sorry.
No sorry, no like, you know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just really upset because my friend is in a coma and he doesn't really care if it's quiet or not. Meanwhile, those guys are like, security?
Yeah. We just take this guy out.
But Mark's awake.
What's that? I smell food.
That's that paw cry we've
seen. Oh my
seen.
God, look at that. Wow.
That's the Jasper cry.
The screenshot that you have of like him with the flames.
Yeah.
That should be like paw crying or something. That should be the name of the band. Paw's tears or something.
Paw's tears. Oh, by the way, can we talk about how the chick in the backseat who died from drugs, she's a high school student? She looks like she'd be like 40.
Where is it?
You remember Ronald Blake. You should. You killed him.
She's creepy. They really palled her up, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, she's supposed to be dead.
Yeah, but still. She got the cut on her mouth. Yeah, I guess. It's just... She's so, I find her really creepy because it's like, she doesn't say anything. We've never seen her before. And he just keeps staring at her. Like he doesn't turn away, but the camera keeps cutting back and forth. I think it's kind of creepy actually. And he blows up. Like that. And that's it. They yeah, were like, that's wee, it. We're out.
Another classic Highway to Heaven.
It ends like with this.
He actually does look really like, wee.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Well, Kelly, thanks for putting up with all these technical difficulties, but it's always fun talking about Highway to Heaven.
And fun dip.
I definitely am going to go try it tomorrow, but I hope I can find ones that aren't like new flavors.
The classic flavors.
Yeah, which was probably strawberry and grape. Maybe. I don't really remember.
The one with like the two sticks and the three flavors, I remember that. So it had like the blue raspberry, the cherry, and then
it makes
whatever
your tongue,
the third one was.
And it'll make your tongue blue or green.
Yeah, it does.
My God, we have to report that.